How easy is it for you to unplug, to clear your mind? It comes to some of us naturally, others have to work at it. For example, the energetic overachiever Chris Traeger from NBC's sitcom Parks and Recreation.
Ron, you radiated mindfulness. What were you thinking about?
I wasn't thinking at all.
Incredible. It takes a ton of work for me to get to that kind of a clear headspace, no matter how hard I try.
Don't try so hard.
Don't try so hard. Ron, I'm going to try your not trying method right here, right now.
Our next guest, together with colleagues, saw a need for students at Lawrence University to have an opportunity to develop their own mindfulness and disconnecting skills. Constance Kasser is Associate Professor of Religious Studies at Lawrence University, Chair of East Asian Studies there. She created a new course for this fall term. It's called Doing Nothing. Connie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you talk a little bit about the need you were trying to address in creating this new course at Lawrence?
Yeah, this course actually came out of a handful of conversations that some of my colleagues and I have been having over the course of the last few years. I mean, this even predates the pandemic. But one of the things that we were noticing was that our students seemed to increasingly not just have more stress and struggle with more mental health issues, but we were starting to notice that even when they weren't in class, they had a really hard time just relaxing. And I've heard from students again and again that they have trouble feeling okay, just letting themselves just kind of rest. And if they're not in class or working or doing homework or doing something that's going to go on their resume so that they can get a job after they graduate, they feel like they're wasting their time. So we really wanted to create something that would give students a little bit of permission to slow down and disconnect a bit.
Now, this could easily be a story about kids these days, but I'm a little older than your students. And I feel this sometimes. You know, I'm waiting at the bus stop and I pull out my phone because I don't know how to do nothing. I was just hanging out with my parents, and they are often in the same boat. This is about all of us. Why do we feel like we have to be constantly doing something as opposed to nothing?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a result of, at least in part, you know, our smartphones. We have these devices with us at all times that provide us with constant distraction, constant entertainment. And we've forgotten to a certain extent how to just stand in line and wait for the bus. And studies have shown that doing things like just allowing your mind to wander, being bored, or getting outside and taking a walk, being in nature, meditating, all these sorts of things. We've seen studies that have shown that taking time to do these sorts of things can actually make you more productive in the rest of your day and less stressed and better able to function. So what we're really trying to do in this course is teach students skills to improve the other aspects of their lives.
Okay, I want to learn these skills too. What are some of the things that you and your colleagues are doing to help students disconnect and get some of that nothing time in?
Yeah. So, I mean, what's great about this course is every week is taught by a different member of our faculty or staff at Lawrence. And so folks are coming in and teaching either things that their own research and expertise is grounded in, or just skills that they have learned. So we had the very first week of class, Amanda Draheim, who's my colleague in the psychology department, came in and gave a lecture about the importance of sleep hygiene and having a sleep schedule. And she talked with students about the correlations that have been found between getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night and having a higher GPA. And so then she worked with students on setting goals for when are you going to go to bed? When are you going to get up? How are you going to ensure as a busy college student that you're going to get enough sleep every night? We had Linda Morgan Clement, who's our Dean of Religious and Spiritual Life. She practices Tai Chi. She came into class one day and taught us Tai Chi for an hour. We've had instructors in the dance department do mindful movement exercises with us. A colleague in the Spanish department took us for a walk on her favorite walk through Appleton down the Fox River. So we've done all sorts of different things in the class.
I understand this is like a one credit class. Students aren't getting, you know, 3-4 credits toward graduation from it. Did you see a hunger from students? Did you get a good response when people were signing up?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's really kind of amazing about this class is at the beginning of the year, the registrar sent out a list of just the class tallies, you know, and how big each class was. And behind our course at Lawrence, first year studies, which the entire first year class has to take, the next biggest enrollment in the class was this doing nothing course, or in the university was this doing nothing course. So there's a real hunger there. We have more than 50 students enrolled, which at a small school like Lawrence is a pretty huge class.
And they're doing this, as I understand it, if I'm in this class, I leave my phone behind?
Yeah. So there's no homework, there's no final exam, but the requirements for the class are you show up, so you have to come to class, you participate to the best of your ability, and you don't use your phone. And that's actually been maybe one of the harder things for some of our students.
What's the class, I think, is just about wrapping up. What has been the response? What are you hearing from students involved?
The students who I've talked to have all had good things to say about the course. And they've told me that they've recommended it to their friends. We're going to offer it again in future terms at Lawrence. And, you know, one student said that, you know, when she leaves class and she goes and talks with her friends outside of class, she talks about what she learned in class. So I feel like that's a huge benefit, that the students who are in class are learning things and then they're going on and talking to their friends and their classmates about some of these skills that they're cultivating.
Now, this course has gotten attention, not just from WPR, but from local and even some national media as well. Were you surprised that this caught on?
Yeah, I was really surprised. I tweeted about it a couple of months ago and just, you know, said, I'm teaching this class. It's called Doing Nothing. And it's one of the highest enrolled classes at my university. And overnight, and the tweet wound up getting more than 130,000 likes or something like that. And then I was contacted by Time Magazine, and CNBC came and filmed our class. We even made it on Fox News. They had a kind of a different take on what we were doing in the class, but they didn't really take the time to understand what we were doing.
So if people are thinking, yeah, I do too much, I am too easily distracted, I don't just zone out, I don't like spend time in my own mind that often, could you leave us with some advice, some things we could try on our own time?
Yeah, I think, you know, this class that we're doing, we meet for 1 hour once a week. And for some students, that's actually proven to be too much. Some students have come to me and said, I have to drop the class because I'm too busy, which is kind of unfortunate. But I think, you know, even if you don't have an hour, even if you don't have, you know, 10 minutes in your day, I think one thing that can be really helpful is to, you know, the next time you are waiting for the bus or standing in line at the grocery store, don't pull out your phone right away. Just pause for a minute, take three breaths, just three breaths. Like, it doesn't have to be that long or that involved, but just take those three breaths and pay attention to your breathing. And I think that can drastically shift your frame of mind.
All right. Well, I have plans to be at a bus stop in a little while this evening. I'll give it a shot. Connie, thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
All right. Thank you.
That's Constance Kasser, Associate Professor of Religious Studies at Lawrence University. We talked to her about the new course she created at Lawrence with some of her colleagues. It's called Doing Nothing. Hey, are you good at doing nothing, or do you find yourself always reaching for your phone or for something? Let us know. Email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org.